There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Start acting like a normal country. Start acting like a civilized country. That's the way you get normalized relations with this country. So, I would feel that way if I wasn't governor of New Jersey. But I particularly feel that way because of what happened in our state. And how can you take someone off a terrorist watch list when they are actively harboring a terrorist that's in your top 10 domestic terrorists? It's insane. And it is, as I said, I want to repeat myself, it's a national disgrace that the president is engaging in that kind of conduct. He should be ashamed of himself.
Wow. Christie, not even Cuban, smacking down on the president because of the normalizing relations that Obama decided we needed to have with the island nation. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. He was in a town hall on the road to New Hampshire. So he's starting to gear up. If he's getting verbal, that means more verbal, more verbose, more of a chance that he's going to declare any day for his presidency. And then there would be yet another four. I think there's going to be 10 Republicans in all. So a day after the Obama administration recommended that the government reverse its policy designating Cuba as a state sponsor of international terrorism, Christie said it was a national disgrace, as you heard there. And that was all in Londonderry, New Hampshire, where he took his shots. While he was doing that, Marco Rubio was on the Hill debating what was happening with Iran. Hillary Clinton was in the Scooby Mobile somewhere. Ted Cruz was nowhere to be found. And Rand Paul was answering questions about his hair after his wife talked about what fabulous hair he had. Welcome to 2016. Welcome to what we have to persevere on the road to the White House. So here's the question. Has your candidate declared, of all the names that I just mentioned, is there a name in there that makes you say, yeah, I like them. I hope they win the presidency. I talked about this the other day. What is it that you think are the important qualities in a president? And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just emphasize it again, and I may be out there on the plank by myself, and that's fine. But I think, number one, have a backbone. Have a backbone. So if you say, this is what I think needs to happen, here's where I believe the policy should be headed, here's the information I have, I've digested it, I looked at it forwards and backwards, and I think that this is the right course, then stick with the course. There's no reason to go off course. I mean, other than, okay, so you get slapped down, but you're not seesawing back and forth according to the polls. To me, this is the biggest problem that we have with our politicians, is the stepping back and forth, in and out, all over. They are doing the hokey pokey, politically speaking, and we suffer as a result of that. Because how are you going to really trust or embrace some of these ideas when you're not even really sure what the ideas are because they're changed so much? Speaking of changing, what is the deal with the White House and flying objects and flying people? Once again, now you have a gyrocopter that landed on the west front of the Capitol. So whether it's the White House or the Capitol, craziness is ensuing when it comes to piloted aircraft. So the pilot of the small helicopter was arrested a year and a half after his plot to land an aircraft near the Capitol or White House. And he's a 61-year-old Postal Service worker from Florida. He flew a gyrocopter, which was described, or he described in an interview with the Tampa Bay Times as a flying bicycle, onto the lawn of the Capitol on Wednesday afternoon. They said he wanted to draw attention to the issue of campaign finance reform. So that's why he did that. He said he was going to violate the no-fly zone nonviolently. And he said he was going to land on the Capitol Mall. He did that. The FAA said that Hughes was not authorized to enter restricted airspace. He'd been contemplating his plot for more than 2 years. And that's that. So they clamp down, slap on the handcuffs, and he's got to deal with that. Not worth it. I mean, making a statement, woohoo, you get your 15 minutes of fame. People say your name, Doug Hughes, on ABC, NBC, CBS, wherever, and then it's done. Not worth it. Speaking of people saying your name, Aaron Hernandez would fall into that category. Once a star for the New England Patriots, he now will be serving a life sentence just 40 miles outside of Gillette Stadium, where he played with people screaming his name and buying a jersey with his name on the back of it. So life after the murder conviction. That's huge. The assistant district attorney, William McCauley, told reporters afterwards that, hey, this verdict was a relief. It was a relief for us. We're the front people, and we have so many people counting on us to bring about a successful result. We feel good about it. He was convicted of killing his friend. The jury decided on the guilty verdict after they deliberated for nearly 36 hours. How about that? Sometimes that's not the way it goes. If it's a quick verdict, then usually it's still guilty. So this was a long one. They really went over the evidence. I remember prosecutors said that Hernandez and two other men picked up his buddy Lloyd from his house and brought him to the industrial park near Gillette Stadium, about a mile from Hernandez's home. And there was all kinds of, you know, there's 135 witnesses. It was a 9-week trial. You know, at the time of the murder, he had a $40 million contract with the Patriots. $40 million deal. Oh, he blew up everything. That's what he did. I mean, he just shredded everything with what he did. I mean, and somebody lost his life because of that. What is that? Privilege? Ice in his veins? Who knows? But it certainly changed his life. That is for sure. In the meantime, what's going on with Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton in the Scooby-Mobile, driving across the nation to try to appeal to the everyday voter. In Chipotle, she wasn't recognized. She was recognized in Iowa. But she should have been, because she was there for an event. And I think that's the way this is going to continue for Hillary Clinton. Coming up on America Tonight, this hour, mailbag and fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. That's coming up next here on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. One of my favorite things that we do, and we're going to take your calls in our next segment, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in on Christie or some of the other things that we've been talking about, who your favorite candidate is. Do you even have one? I'm kind of getting the sense that it's like the lesser of two evils. Isn't that, why do we constantly have to settle for that? I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand that. All right, so on that note, for something completely different, Nathan Reeder, we have to be cautious with him because his voice is a little hoarse, but we haven't spoken in a while, so we want to have him on the show. For Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
All right, and so away we go. Hi, Nathan, how are you?
I'm very good.
Be sparing with that voice. Oh, I don't want you to kill your voice.
It will live. It will live. It's been about this tempo and flavoring for the past 5 days.
So. Oh, all right. So be careful. So I mentioned the story already, but for people listening, the gyrocopter landed on the west front of the Capitol. The guy who landed it said he was trying to protest. He was a postal worker, 61 years old, and said he was from Florida. And the reason he did it is because he wanted to draw attention to the issue of campaign finance reform. Now he's going to go to prison for that, for doing that. So was that a smart thing to do, to raise awareness for campaign finance reform? Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, Bingo?
Yeah, how many people who heard that news story or know about it, how is that related to campaign finance reform?
It's not. It's just drawing attention. Come on.
I understand that you want to protest and make messages, but don't confuse the messages by using sensationalism. I mean...
Yep, I agree. I agree. So I'm going to say fruits and nuts for me. What do you say?
Shred it.
Shred it!
I don't think it's that crazy because it's not crazy to see people upset and then not getting their point across correctly. That's not crazy to see. It's happening continuously.
And there you go. It is. That's America today, isn't it?
A little bit.
That's, a little bit, yeah.
It's people. It's not just America.
Yep, people. All right, how about this? Paparazzi, they're just ridiculous, but it's because of this celebrity news and the money they get paid for it and blah, blah, blah. So Ryan Reynolds, what happened to him as a photographer, was arrested for hitting the actor with a car. That's what happened. A 52-year-old photographer from British Columbia was arrested, and they're going to charge him with intimidation. He hit Reynolds last week in downtown Vancouver. He was chasing after him to get a photograph, and that's what happened. So I guess Reynolds is okay. He was a little shook up. It was a hit and run. Is that nutty? I mean, what? Come on. They need to back off.
Yeah. Yep. Predators.
Predators. So what would that be?
Unfortunately, bingo, because of how everybody recognizes that's what they continue to do no matter the litigation.
Yeah, it's the old...
They get paid for it.
It's like the old question where somebody says, hey, would you rather have fame or fortune, which is kind of a ridiculous question, but really, would you want to be that kind of famous where people are chasing you down so much that they could care less about not only invading your privacy, but potentially hitting you, running into you, whether you're in a car or not.
And then to a degree, being propped up by both society and by the legal system to continue that behavior.
Exactly. I agree. All right, this one's a fun one. How about this? Ben and Jerry's, you know, the famous ice cream makers, they're making, Nathan, salted caramel brownie brown ale beer. Ooh, that's a mouthful.
Wait,
does that sound good to you?
Say it again. It might sound better. I want to...
Okay, it's salted caramel brownie brown ale beer.
Brownie brown ale beer? Mmm.
Isn't that wild?
That sounds like it could kill you if you have too many pills in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Too sugary and then what? Yeast in it? I mean, because think of how you make beer. How crazy is this? They say it's going to be...
I'm sure it's delightful.
It probably does. You think salted caramel.
Well,
that sounds good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But it sounds like you couldn't... I don't know. I don't think I could take having too much of that, though.
It's like fruits and nuts, but sugar and caramel.
Yeah, when in doubt, when you feel like you're eating too much crappy crap food, you got to go green. Got to stuff in those vegetables to feel better. That's just the way it is, isn't it true?
Smoothies are so cool.
They are. I like smoothies, too. Mm. I do, too. I, too. I agree. Absolutely. All right, this is sad, but they've been finding occasionally these whale carcasses in San Francisco, and the experts, at least this time, were called in to remove this whale carcass near San Francisco. It's a 50-foot sperm whale washed on the beach just south of the city. People stopped to look. They took pictures, selfies of the massive mammal, and even reached out and touched the creature that looked like a big rock, more than the largest predator, tooth predator anyway, on Earth. Biologists and veterinarians had a plan. They came there on Wednesday morning. It was a place called Maury Point, and they decided that they would do whatever they could to help the whale carcass, do something with the whale carcass. There weren't any broken bones, and there was some hemorrhaging, but it was not enough to say that there was blunt force trauma, blah, blah, blah. So the whale was first spotted on Tuesday, and now, unfortunately, the whale died. The whale was a dead carcass. is one of 17 dead sperm whales that have been beaching along California, and they don't really know what it is that's killing them.
17 over the past year?
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
And they are big. I mean, they are big creatures. They're like, huge, a ton, more than a ton, depends on how big they are, but they can really weigh a lot.
I'm sure. What's going on in the water?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. And that would be scary. So I'm saying, because people don't seem to care, I'm going to say fruits and nuts.
I mean, because it's the bigger suckers that are evidence, because those little things, the little species that are slowly dying out, get eaten up or...
Yeah.
You don't see the evidence.
Yeah, you don't see the evidence. Absolutely. Not the calves. And also, too, they say boats. They're worried about boats that could get close and bang into them. And
yeah.
The channels, they have to be careful about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, we really don't know. I mean, we know a lot that's going underneath. But with the really grand changes that are slowly happening over the past, century, we can't see them until they wash up on shore.
I agree. Absolutely. How about this one? This is a big one. More than 1 in 3 millennials in a recent poll on ABC said they never had a credit card. Never had a credit card.
Yep.
I'm going to say bravo. I'm going to go off the script. I think that's a good thing. Credit cards are evil.
They're a bit expensive.
Yes, and then when you're in a tight spot and you go to the credit card, then what are you paying in interest?
Yep.
Unfortunately, although it's in one way a necessity of society, because building your credit score, you can't build it if you don't have any credit cards. Which seems ridiculous, doesn't it?
Well, most of those millennials also aren't choosing to buy houses.
That's true. Absolutely. They're not choosing to buy houses. All right, I'm going to give you one more. How about this? Apple Watch, already 1 million in sales. You have to back order them. You can't even get them right now. Because people went berserk for the Apple Watch, which is just like a Dick Tracy watch on your wrist that can do all kinds of things like check your email and stuff.
Oh, it's fancy.
It is fancy.
I've seen it. I think it's an amazing little gadget that isn't going to be quite as hot as some of the other new products that came on.
I agree.
And it will, for the next year, will not be, I mean, it's probably not already not selling as well as any of the new iPhones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the iPhones, whenever the iPhones come out, people go really nutty for them. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, Nathan, thank you very much. Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo, 855-266-5283. We'll meet you in a few.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. Sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. It is your chance to jump on the show, throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-5283. By the way, the IRS commissioner blames budget cuts for customer service issues during tax season. Then he asks the people on the Hill for more money, even though the agency is being really heavily scrutinized under a big fat microscope, as it should be, for spending millions on decorative items. Oh, yeah, the story goes much deeper. The IRS, every couple of years we're going to pinch them for something, but they bite back. If you challenge the IRS, then they're going to challenge you. Remember, flat tax. Just keep saying to yourself, flat tax, flat tax. Grim, hello, thanks for hanging. What's up?
I think they did the right thing with the Boston bomber, giving him life and imprisonment. And I'll tell you why. First, he admitted. Most of them won't even admit. They'll use some excuse such as sanity. Second, it was reported he sat there with an arrogant look on his face.
Right.
I think both those are because his belief in the Muslim religion, that he wanted to be a martyr. He wanted to die. He wanted to get it over with so he'd go to his oasis and the first 40 virgins. I'd take it one step further now that he's going to spend life in prison. And for the first 10 years, I'd let him be first in line at a hog butchery factory to where at the end of the day, he's covered with pig's blood because he can't get there if he's covered with the blood of an uncleaned animal, according to the religion. And then after 10 years of this type of harassment, which the liberals wouldn't let me do if I was a warden, I would hand him a Bible, and I'd have it earmarked at Mark chapter 7 and verse 15, where it says, "Hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man." Which means Jesus spoke these words and everything is clean for us to consume. Now, granted, Jews still believe the kosher meal.
Right.
But we heard the word from our Savior. And after 10 years of this harassment, maybe he might have a chance. Maybe he might see the light if he reads the book and let it speak to him. But
so you're saying by being there, that helps that situation, perhaps?
First off, we didn't martyrize him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And we put ourselves above him. Second thing is to educate him and re-educate him in hopes that there's a chance for him. He's going to have one heck of a penance to pay for, Kate.
Oh, yeah.
But
boy, that's the truth.
At least we're putting ourselves above him,
mm-hmm.
which is better. And that's the whole point. I'm glad that they did what they did because it would have been really just vengeance on our part to put
yeah.
him to death.
Yeah.
But
although it is a wrestling match when you decide whether to put someone to death or not because of a heinous crime, and that was pretty darn heinous.
Oh,
what
yeah.
happened to all those people? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right, with the whole Muslim religion and what the Islamic jihadists, rather, and it tied to the Muslim religion, saying that, oh, it's Allah, Allah. I mean, just doing that, you would make him a martyr, you're right.
It's the difference between the Denver guy. He probably understands and prefers Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
He's just pure evil. There's a difference between the two. This young man was converted and brainwashed.
Right. Yeah, so absolutely.
They did the right thing, in my viewpoint, by mm-hmm. not lowering themselves to the standard, but giving him a chance to pay a hard penance, and let him live. And maybe if he reads this book, he'll sit down and write letters of apology. Maybe
yeah.
he'll see the light. Maybe he'll see the light. I don't know, but, they've given him a chance. He ain't pure evil like the young man out in Colorado was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was crazy what happened there. That was almost 3 years ago. July will be 3 years. Wow. And they just started that trial.
Mm-hmm. And the whale thing you had there on fruits and nuts,
uh-huh.
could it possibly be the radioactivity from Japan?
Boy, that would be so depressing, wouldn't it, from Fukushima?
Yeah. I mean, they could be eating, like Nate was saying, they could be eating the smaller stuff on the ground that's already poisoned,
Right.
Settled at the bottom, and they're eating that. And it's going to wait and see and find out, I guess.
Yeah, wait and see, because they have to investigate. They have to know more and cut open those whales, and they'll be able to do that because if they died, so they'll be able to investigate a little bit closer anyway. Some of those oceanographers.
Our ecosystem is delicate, though.
Boy, no kidding. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Absolutely. No question about that. Grim as always. Thank you. So, he makes a comment about life in prison and Jokar Tsarnaev. That's exactly what happened with him. Now he'll see what it's like to have to go through life in prison with, and I'm sure he'll get some blowback from the people in prison. You know, there is a system there, and regardless, doesn't matter how many guards, whatever, there is a system and a way things work, and he may find himself in a really tough, tough situation. Really tough situation. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to do the mailbag. Not here, but we're going to toss it over to our next segment. So many of you have lots to say about a lot of different things. Somebody sent me a link to this today about divorce has now been tied to increased heart attack possibilities. Wow. You know, it's funny. They'll tell you how marriage can bleed you dry in one sense, and then they come up with this whole divorce thing. But they say women who have been divorced once or men who have been divorced at least twice are more likely to have a heart attack than people who get and stay married. This is what a new study is saying. They say the negative health consequences of divorce have been known for some time, and that remarriage only reverses the risk for men. Wow, that's frightening. So if you're a woman and you get remarried, they're saying for a woman divorced at least twice, which would be depressing in itself, the heart attack risk was comparable to that of having diabetes or high blood pressure. They analyzed about 15,000 adults, and they looked at, you know, ages 45 to 80, and that's what they came up with. They did a 16-year study. Remarried women were 35% more likely than women who were continuously married to have a heart attack. Oh, that's not good. And so for men, it was different. The risk only increased for those who had been divorced twice or more. Like I said, they were 30% more likely to have a heart attack than the men who remained married or the ones who were remained married or who remarried. Wow. I don't know. It gives you something to think about, right? Wow, should I get that divorce or not? And here's something a lot of people don't know. I had this discussion with a woman who had a heart attack but was saved in time. That women have more heart attacks than men. We always think of men. It's a male thing. Men have heart attacks. And, yes, sometimes you hear about a woman who had a heart attack. But that's not true. Women have heart attacks. In fact, women have more heart attacks than men. Considerably more. That's, I think, frightening. And there's one reason why right there that I just told you that they found in the study, but just a whole bunch of other reasons. Worrying, being the person who has to keep the family together, maybe that's stressful, and it all gets wrapped into the same thing. A heart attack. Ooh, heart attack. Man, oh man. This is a heart attack of a different sort. You know, people talk about having twins. How about quintuplets? In Houston, the first ever girl quintuplets were born. All female. April 8th. The mom, Danielle Busby, delivered all five girls by cesarean section at 28 weeks and 2 days. Delivery took 4 minutes. So Danielle and her husband Adam and big sister Blake named the girls Olivia, Marie, Ava Lane, Hazel Grace, Parker Kate, and Riley Page. I actually kind of like some of those names. Oh, can you imagine having five daughters plus the one you already have, six daughters? But this is what's cool, and this is why I threw it into this segment. The National Center for Health Statistics says only 66 quints and other higher order births were born in 2013. And see, this was insemination. So that's what happened. The good news is she did get pregnant. The bad news is, although she wouldn't say it's bad, right? They're babies. But when you first hear it, it had to be shocking. Five baby girls plus the one at home. Wow. Coming up, what did you have to say about anything? We'll find out as we flip over to the mailbag. Fire in the Taco Bell. Fire, let's go. Fire in the gates of hell. Let's go.
time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you've never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
All right, we're rounding the place where we put the cherry on top of this show. So what did we learn during this hour of America tonight? Well, we learned that we don't know what the mystery of the males. We don't know the mystery of the males. We don't know the mystery of the whales in San Francisco as to what is causing these giant creatures to wash up on shore. Are they getting smashed by boats who are taking a nick out of them? Are they hemorrhaging? Is there something to do with the water? What is it? They're investigating it there. And that's all you can do is they've got carcasses and they can try to figure out in San Francisco when the heck happened. In the meantime, we also know that Aaron Hernandez got life in prison one time, $40 million man. For the Patriots, now the tattooed inmate just 40 miles away from where he found his fame and fortune, proving that you can convict an NFL celebrity. Of course, I mean, it is a crazy reversal of fortune. There's no question about that. But yeah, here he is in prison, so close to that stadium. Wow. Reached the guilty verdict. Took him 36 hours, but they did it. But they did it. And that's some of what we've learned. And also, of course, we know Hillary Clinton not recognized at Chipotle doing the Iowa stop, some criticizing her as being very staged in Iowa. I don't know how you stage the Scooby-Mobile. I don't know. Although, there were some weird things that happened. She sat for coffee Tuesday in LeClaire. She called someone a student, and her campaign called to, you know, she had met with a student, and then her campaign said, oh, that's not a scripted event. Then Clinton's Iowa political director, a guy named Troy Price, drove a couple of people to the coffee house, like went, you know, took Austin Byrd, found a couple of people and drove them to the coffee house. So they obviously did stage it if they were collecting people. Oh, no one's in the coffee shop. We got to go find some people on the street. Do you want to have coffee with Hillary Clinton? Who? Hillary Clinton. Yeah, she was just at Chipotle the other day. Didn't you hear her on the news? She was in Toledo, Ohio, and now she's here. And you can have coffee with her. You just have to get in my limousine. And I will drive you. I will chauffeur you to the event. All right, I'm going to chauffeur you right into the mailbag, and away we go.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Toby, who says, hey, Kate, I'm tired of all the politicians. You know, I'm a Republican, but I could really care less. And I know that sounds trite and terrible, and you always say power to the people, but I don't know if there is any more power to the people. It seems like we are forced to accept the candidates that is are shoved down our throat, and none of them, to me, seem to embody what I think the American dream is. Absolutely none of them. So you're going to say, bring on the next. Scott Walker, maybe. Bobby Jindal. How about Chris Christie? As much as we make fun of Chris Christie, maybe Chris Christie. There's a lot of people that can still throw into the race. This one from Big Bill, and Big Bill says, hey, Kate, I've heard you talk about sports before, and I was wondering, just kind of a personal question, I hope people don't mind, but I was wondering whether or not you like the big four sports, football, baseball, basketball, and, of course, hockey. And if you were to order them, how would you order them? Well, that's like two questions. Yes, I like the big four sports. If I were to order them, NFL first, then I would put baseball second, then I would put hockey definitely close, neck and neck, and then NBA would be last on my list. I like all four, so that's kind of a hard list for me. I'm not even bowing out of it. I think it's just that's a tough list. But if I had to rank them, that's exactly what I would say. How about this one from Claire, who says, Katie Kate, good to hear you on the air. I love your fresh perspective on things. Wondering if you think any aspects of Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care plan will be ripped up and started all over again. I mean, there's been talk about that, but it depends on the structure of president, and it depends on a few other things. I don't think much gets in the next couple of years. I think it stays as is. I don't see anything different happening. I don't see it. I think it's status quo, baby. I'm sure you all hate to hear that, but I think it is status quo. All right, so now as we look forward and we look at a couple of other things happening in the news, and you chimed in on this, got this one from Arthur, who said, Kate, what happened to Ed Snowden? We started to hear so much about Ed Snowden and other classical information he leaked. Last I heard, he was in Russia. Is he still in Russia? He is still in Russia, but, you know, there's been talk about him maybe leaving Russia, but where does he go? Who's not going to track him, trace him in the United States, or bring him back? So I'm going to say No, he's staying put unless he gets booted out. If he gets booted out, that's a whole different thing. But right now, that's not the issue. This one from Steven, who says, Kate, it's good to finally get on the show, even if it is through an email. Here's my question for you. Boy, a lot of people ask me a question. Here's my question for you. If you had to pick between one NFL team, would you pick the Dallas Cowboys or would you pick the Seattle Seahawks? Well, I pick the Seattle Seahawks right now. The reason why, I mean, if you're saying right now the best team, well, no, I take that back. I pick the Cowboys. The reason I pick the Cowboys is because they have the best offensive line in the National Football League, or not. And they have the best line. So why would you pick against that offensive line? They're like a ton of bricks and more. Tony Romo seems to have found his stride. We'll see no DeMarco Murray. That can make a difference on the ground. But I think the Cowboys, if they're worth the money that was invested like in Tony Romo, they'll do it this year, or at least get to the Super Bowl, get to the NFC Championship game. I can't imagine they don't. But there are plenty of teams that will have something to say about that. And will desperately try to make sure that doesn't happen. Go figure. Right? Go figure. Hey, here's some good news. You want some good news at the tail end of the show? This is the best news ever. And I didn't even have to invent this or come up with a punchline. Here's the punchline. We are done with taxes. I hope you're done with taxes. If you filed an extension, that's okay. You're pretty much done, too. But at least you put it off for another day, and you're not panicking that you didn't get it in on the 15th. Yep. Tax day. Never a happy day. But I think there are tells. When people are not uptight and they're smiling more and seem to be involved in whatever conversation, then I know, you know what? They're happy. So even if they have something going on with taxes, they've got it handled or they wouldn't be quite as relaxed. So thumbs up there. Thumbs up to everybody who's taking their mind off of it by listening to America Tonight. And I know you're out there. But I love that story. I love that story. As always, we love you. Thanks for listening.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.